like on that last drive yesterday after everything that went wrong before it?
Well, you know, guys were just taking it one play at a time. With the noise in the crowd, it sometimes works to your advantage because it doesn't give you time to think about how big the situation is, which is cool. But, you know, Brian was super poised, and before he went out there, he said, you know, come on, guys, go down there and win this. And, you know, usually when Brian says that, he means it. So, you know, guys, just step up to the plate, man. It was a great team victory.
What does it say, Hawk? I mean, I think Brian has five game-winning touchdown drives in the fourth, or five game-winning drives in the fourth quarter and 14 starts. I don't know exactly if that's a record for 14 starts, but, I mean, for a quarterback to deliver that many times, what do you think it says to the rest of the players on the team?
Well, I said it before, man. I don't think there's ever a time during a game when we think we're out of it. You know, because we have, you know, six run the show, and, you know, not just him, the guys around him that are all busting their butts, man. But, you know, there's no question about it. He's a leader on offense, and, you know, when you have confidence in your leader and he has confidence in himself and the rest of the team, then, you know, the sky's really the limit on any given Sunday.
Andrew, the other thing I wanted to ask you, I mean, with the way that Crowell's been playing and the way he runs the ball down near inside the red zone, can you speak to what a weapon that is for a team when you have a running back that he's already has seven touchdowns, I believe?
Well, you know, I think having a good running back in general is such a, you know, obviously it's a great asset to an offense. And, you know, I don't think it's just Crowell. I think Crowell is obviously a great running back, but I think, you know, Terrence West is also running his butt off, you know what I mean, because he's such a hard runner. And, you know, sometimes, you know, Terrence wears the defense down, and Crowell is the one that goes in there and pops one. You know, and I think they're just a great 1-2 tandem. And, like I said, I don't want to take anything away from either one of them, you know, because they're both incredible backs. But, yeah, we definitely need both of them now and down the stretch.
Andrew, what did you think of Josh Gordon's performance in his first game back and the impact he made?
I thought he played great, man. I think, you know, for a first game back after 10 weeks of no football at all, I don't know if you could ask for a better performance, honestly. You know what I mean? He's such a gifted athlete, such a gifted receiver, man. And you know what I mean? He just did exactly what I expected him to do.
Hawk, how did it impact your role in the game? It looked like you were in the slot a lot more, which is where you were originally pegged. How did it open up things for you?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I haven't watched the tape yet, you know, but obviously Josh commands a lot of attention. You know what I mean? So obviously having him on the field is going to open things up for a lot of other things. And I think it'll only get better going forward because I don't know if the Falcons had any special plan for Josh. You know, they talked all week about our receiver speed, which we do have a lot of with Josh, Travis, you know, Taylor. You know, so I think that and the way they played helped open up a lot of things for me underneath it because they were playing so deep.
Hey, Hawk, Brian was really hard on himself yesterday after the game. Said he was going to, you know, be disappointed all week. And did you talk to him at all? Do you think he's being too hard on himself for throwing those picks?
Who was that? I'm sorry.
Brian Hoyer. He couldn't get over the picks, and he said he liked being 7-4, but he was going to carry with him all week.
You know, Brian's a competitor, man. I won't lose sleep about, you know, Brian being able to hop back. Brian knows, you know, not just me, the entire team has so much confidence in him, man. And, you know, if that wavered when someone made mistakes, I think that's an indication of not a very good football team or a close football team, which, you know, I think we are a close football team. So I don't think anybody's batting an eye to, you know, a couple of mistakes here and there because we are going to make mistakes, and we have made mistakes, and, you know, they probably won't stop at this point for anybody because, you know, the game of football every week is one of two teams making too many mistakes. So, you know, like I said, I won't lose any sleep over it. I think, you know, Brian's a competitor. He's a seasoned veteran, so he has his process. You know, I'm not going to go against whatever his process is. You know what I mean? But like I said, I haven't lost a bit of confidence in Brian.
Hey, Hawk, could you imagine you having a season like this when you signed with the Browns?
You know, honestly, I didn't know what to expect, to tell you the truth. You know what I mean? Obviously, I just wanted to try to go in here and work hard and just, you know, just give everything I have, man, to try to, you know, just help the football team. And that's still going to be my focus going forward. But, you know, I will say that it has been a blessing, you know what I mean? Because there were, you know, it's a scary feeling going from one team to another team and higher expectations than anything you do. And this is no different, man. And, you know, I just, honestly, I prayed a lot and just tried to keep working hard, man. And I got to thank God for the season that I've had so far. And hopefully I can continue to help the football team.
Hawk, could you verify whether you played every snap you were on the field in the slot? And also, going forward now, going back to that role, what do you see yourself doing in this offense as a slot receiver with Austin and Gordon on the outside?
No, I didn't play every snap in the slot. I didn't. You know, I think, you know, we rotate so much at the receiver position. I guess you really have to know, you know, the nuances of the passing game and the formations to really, I guess, get a good to see it. But, yeah, I moved around a lot. I played, you know, I actually played more all three receiver positions than I have all season yesterday.
Hey, Andrew, you know, this team has sustained a lot of injuries and lost some disappointing games this year. What is it about this team, though, that really seems to have the ability to not just respond to but overcome adversity?
I think guys are just working hard, man. I mean, they're, you know, just pressing forward. I mean, Coach Patton has preached that from day one, that you got to press forward, you know what I mean, no matter what the situation is. And, you know, unfortunately, we can't change the past. We can't change losses. We can't change, you know, injuries. We can't go back and, you know, relive wins. You know, it's always the next week. And I think Coach Patton, you know, kudos to him because he's kind of gotten us in that mind state that we just got to keep pressing forward. And, you know, that's what professional football is all about.